16 Herbs That Don't Need Drainage Holes, Update 2023. If you are searching about planting herbs in pots without holes, keep reading to find 16 herbs that don't need drainage holes for healthy growth and are ideal for your kitchen herb hanging and other types of indoor garden. There are various ways to create an indoor herb garden, including planting herbs in pots, glass jars, mason jars, window boxes, hanging pots, and any other kind of containers. But one of the important concerns of indoor gardeners is drainage. I am a houseplant gardening advisor and want to help you with this issue. One day, a friend asked me, I have a metal tub to plant herbs in and no drainage holes. Do herbs need drainage holes? It is one of the most frequent questions that people ask me. They often want to know how to plant herbs in pots, glass jars, mason jars, or window boxes without holes. What herbs need good drainage? What herbs don't need drainage holes? If the above questions are your problem too, keep reading to find a practical answer for them. Here, we will first discuss whether herbs need drainage or not. After that, we will tell you about herbs that need drainage holes. And then, we will provide you with 16 herbs that can thrive in the planters without drainage holes. Finally, we will show you how to plant herbs in pots and any container without holes. So, after reading this article, you can create your indoor herb garden in every container without any worry about drainage. You can correctly select your favorite herbs based on your planter. If you are ready, let's dive into it. Do herbs need drainage holes? Drainage for most herb plants, like other plants, is critical. In previous articles, we discussed the importance of drainage and told you that almost all plants hate their roots sitting in water. The roots, similar to the foliage, need oxygen to breathe and have to exchange oxygen and carbon dioxide within holes of soil. Hence, airflow will improve the extension of roots. During the overwatering, the soil's holes will fill with water, and if the soggy conditions continue for days, the roots will rot. Hence, it is critical to remove the extra water from the soil by drainage. Another reason for the importance of drainage is salts that accumulate in the soil during watering and fertilization. Drainage takes away the salt from roots and prevents poisoning of roots and plants. Now you find out the importance of drainage, let's answer one of the common questions. Do herb planters need drainage holes? Holes in the bottom of herb planters are one of the most important ways to create good herb pots drainage, but do herb planters have to have drainage in the bottom? Can you plant herbs in pots without holes? Yes, you can plant herbs in pots without holes, because some herbs like to thrive in wet soils, and their root systems are adapted for living in soggy soils. Holes are only one of the ways for creating drainage, and you can try other ways for an indoor herb pot with good drainage if keep reading. In the following, we will first talk about herbs that need drainage and herbs that need water. What herbs need good drainage? In this part, we will provide you with a list of plants that need indoor herb pots with good drainage. They couldn't tolerate soggy soils, hence you have to plant them in pots with holes in the bottom, or if you want to plant them in containers such as cash pots, glass jars, etc., you should create a perfect drainage and watering strategy. So before planting these herbs in a cash pot, read the following articles. Are pots without drainage holes bad? How to plant in ceramic pots without drainage holes? How to have good drainage in pots without holes? What to put in the bottom of the planter without drainage holes? The best practice for watering plants in pots without drainage. The following herbs need good drainage for healthy growth. Sage. Lemon balm. Rosemary. Thyme. Greek oregano. Cilantro. Sorrel. French tarragon. Lemon verbena. Sage. Winter savory. Before starting to plant in containers without holes, ensure that your favorite herb doesn't belong to the above list. Before diving into the next part, let me answer some questions that people usually ask about the number and size of holes. If you want to know, is one hole in a pot enough drainage for herb plants, and how many drain holes does a pot need, I must tell you, depending on the size of your pot, typically 1 to 3 holes is enough. For small to medium containers, 4-inch, 12 in diameter, 1 to 2 holes. For larger planters, 6-inch and up, 3 or more holes. If you want to find out, does drainage hole size matter, you should know it is important. You have to avoid very small holes due to they will easily be closed with chunks of soil. Holes 1-inch in diameter usually work well. If you have another question on this issue, feel free to ask me below this page. Let's get going to the next part. Herbs that don't need drainage holes. For a lot of reasons, some people like planting herbs in pots without holes. In previous parts, we answered, do herb pots need drainage holes, and you found out that some plants can thrive in wet soils. So, you can plant them in the herb planter with no drainage. In the following, you see a list of herbs that can grow healthy in containers without holes. Almost all of them are edible or have medical benefits. Mint, Mentha spp. Basil, Ostimum basilicum. Chives, Allium scinopraceum. Crimson bee balm, Monarda didyma. Garden angelica, Angelica archangelica. Common comfrey, Cynthia officinale. Parsley, Petroselinum crispum. Chervil, Anthriscus cerifolium. Marshmallow, Althea officinalis. Lemongrass, Cymbopogon citratus. Four-leaf water clover, Marsilea quadrifolia. Chameleon plant, Hapuinia cordata. Water lily, Nymphaeaceae. Water chestnuts, Eleocharis spp. Water spinach, Ipomoea aquatica. Watercress, Nasturtium officinale. Now you got familiar with herbs that like wet soils. Can you add new herbs to the above list? Okay. Let's go to the next part. I will show you the best practice for planting herbs without drainage holes. Keep reading. How to plant herbs in pots without holes. If you want to have your kitchen herb hanging or a window box and are concerned about draining water from the pot's holes, in this part, I will discuss growing herbs in containers without drainage. Most people have a dream about a glass jar herb garden, but they are worried about root rot. They ask me, can herbs be healthy in a glass jar without drainage? Although you can plant herbs that like wet soils, you should create drainage in other ways too. There are two common ways for herb box drainage. 1. Double pots method, pot within the pot. It is very easy to plant the herbs in planters with drainage holes and put them inside a cash pot. If you are concerned about overwatering, the extra water will accumulate in the cash pot and you should discharge it. Search about intake water of herbs to avoid it. 2. Drainage holes versus rocks in an indoor herb garden. Create good drainage with rocks. Follow the below instruction. First, you must add small rocks at 1/4 of the height of the pot. After that, add a thin layer of activated charcoal to improve drainage. It also has an antibacterial effect. Because the risk of root rot is high in pots without holes, adding this layer is important. Finally, fill the pot with well-draining potting soil. If you consider growing herbs in mason jar drainage, the above instruction is a practical way for mason jar herb garden drainage. Conclusion. In this article, I tried to help you to create your indoor herb garden in containers without drainage holes. First, I talked with you about the importance of drainage and herbs that need good drainage for growing. After that, I provided you with a list of 16 herbs that don't need drainage holes and showed you how to plant herbs in pots without holes. Have you had any experience in planting herbs in pots without holes such as glass jars? Did you win or fail? Do you think the above guideline can help you? Can you add new herbs to our list? It would be our pleasure if you share your knowledge, experience, and idea with our readers below this page. In addition, as mentioned above, I'm a houseplant gardening advisor and feel free to ask your questions. I will answer them as soon as possible.